Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. Today is World Water Day. The theme for this year is Nature for Water, exploring nature-based solutions to the water challenges we face in the 21st century. The Berliner Großmarkthalle, or Berlin Wholesale Store on Beusselstraße in Moabit, will not be taken over by the retailers themselves after all. The Senate's Economic Administration rejected a plan in the House of Representatives on Monday, as announced on Tuesday by the Berlin Food and Fresh Produce Cluster Interest Group. The retailers were surprised and irritated by the provisional end of their project as they heard about it in the press. Dieter Kraus, spokesman for the Community of Interests, remarked that it is regrettable that this refusal makes the rapid development of the wholesale market area more difficult, and added that he wanted to continue promoting the plan. More than 100 suppliers of fruit, vegetables, meat, flowers, fish, seafood, and dairy products had joined forces to acquire a heritable building right for the site as a cooperative, and then to erect new buildings and improve the structures. The operation of the wholesale store has been in the hands of the state-owned Berliner Großmarkt Company since the 1960s, which leases the space to the wholesalers. In contrast to politics, which initially supported the plans of the dealers to a large extent, the Großmarkt Company around managing director Peter Stablein was not prepared to withdraw from the operative business on Beusselstraße. As the traders felt too little involved in the company's plans to renovate the wholesale meat market, they founded the interest group. A convicted murderer of a policeman cannot be deported to his home country of Lebanon on April 21st because of a processing mistake. According to a sentence, the 48-year-old must at least be able to stay in Germany until a mandatory hearing has taken place. The year-long efforts with which a deportation was prepared were in vain. The man, a member of a Lebanese organized crime clan, shot Roland Krüger, an officer of the Special Task Force, or SEK, in the head on April 22, 2003, while they were trying to arrest him in an apartment in Neukölln. It was the first time that an elite policeman was killed in Berlin. He received a life prison sentence and was incarcerated since then. The plan was that after 15 years, the prisoner was to be put on parole, which then would enable the deportation, but authorities overlooked the fact that a prisoner must be heard in court if he is to be released on parole after 15 years. In the event of deportation immediately after April 21st, this hearing would not be possible, and that would have consequences. With a re-entry into Germany, no matter when, the prisoner would immediately be returned to prison. During a raid in Berlin on Friday morning, a police officer was arrested on suspicion of corruption. The 39-year-old is suspected of bribery, breaches of official secrecy in at least 8 cases, and involvement in drug trafficking. For almost 2 years, the police officer has regularly accepted sums of up to 3,000 euros as bribe money. In return, he promised to warn the operators of several restaurants in Wedding against inspections by police, customs, tax authorities, and district authorities. According to the public prosecutor's office, the police officer is also said to have made the storage room of a poker club he runs in Pankow available for the temporary storage of drugs. In the course of a large-scale raid, about 50 police searched 14 premises. They also seized evidence such as mobile phones and cash, the assets amounting to more than 55,000 euros. Two other suspects were arrested on Friday. In this case, investigators are targeting 5 suspects. In addition to the police officer, 4 restaurant operators from Berlin Wedding. They are under the investigation for commercial bribery, incitement to betray secrets, and drug trafficking. The acting police president, Michael Kromer, assured the public prosecutor's office of his full support in their investigations via Twitter. All necessary steps would be examined and initiated. After 2 animals from the petting zoo in Volkspark Hasenheide were killed this year, the zoo now wants to install a new security system that will be connected to the nearest police station. Both animals, which were stolen from the enclosures and then slaughtered, were pregnant. The second animal, an Angora goat, belonged to a domestic animal breed rarely kept in Germany. since the zoo has set itself the task of breeding and maintaining endangered domestic animal breeds, the tragic incidents in January represented a clear step backwards. Two 29-year-old Romanians were arrested. The two cut the Angora goat's throat and cut off one leg. In the first incident, the perpetrators threw two sheep over a fence. The next day, the keepers found one of the animals with a broken leg in the park. The second animal, a pregnant sheep, was found in fragments in the bushes. The small zoo keeps sheep, chicken, and goats. In addition to native animals, Hazanhada also has pets from all over the world. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.